Okay, I wanted to make this video as like a warning, if anything. Okay, I remember when I was in college and a good friend of mine, we were like pretty similar, you know, in physical appearance and blah, blah, blah. And there was this woman who came and enrolled in the college, and she was 35. And she got with, she hooked up with my friend. And this was 10 years ago. It's at least a decade ago now. And he is still in love with her to this day. And I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Okay. Once you, like I said, all this stuff is very simple once you know it. Once you've experienced it, you've done it, you've learned from it, you know, you spoke with other people who've done it, and the stories line up. It all becomes very digital. It's like a digital form of it. Like it's either this or that type of thing. Now, when you deal with women who are 35 and up, generally 35 and up, these women will be the best sex partners, will usually be the best sex partners you ever had. Usually. It could fluctuate between 30 up and 30 to 35 and up. They'll usually be the best sex partners overall speaking, because this group of women will be the best sex partner for multiple reasons, not because she's actually good at sex. Okay, they will usually be the best sex partners for a man, simply because they know their value has plummeted in the dating market, so they will just pretty much do anything you want in a bed, or they'll at least try it in a bed, right? Because they know they because women know they have to do something to get that attention. They have to do something to get that need of being of wanted. Because like I said, like when girls are in their prime, 16 and 25, they're entitled to being wanted, you see, so they don't really have to think. So like girls in these ages, they're not really doing anything too well. Okay, for example, like when you look, like when you watch porn, like the younger girls really aren't doing much crazy stuff unless they're like drug addicts, or you know, or they're doing like super extreme porn because they're broke. Like that's the only time you really see younger girls doing anything, you know, outside of just laying there and getting pounded, you see, because they're just, you know, because they're just good looking, and guys can still, you know, get off to that. But see, when they age, they know that they can't get away with doing the bare minimum anymore. So when they get over, I say like I say over 35. Although I had one who was like 32 when I was like 20s or my early 20s, and she was a good long-term sex partner too. But I say generally speaking, 35, because like I said, they are going to be more submissive. They're going to try to do more to keep your attention. So they're going to bring you food. They're always, if you call, they're going to come there. They're going to come running. See, when they're 20, they don't have to do that because their inbox is filled with messages. You see, when they're 20, 22, their inbox is constantly full. See, unless she's poor and she's in a poor neighborhood where everybody else around her is poor, she's not going to do anything special for you. She's just not. Like the only time that's, see, the thing is, see, women know how to act. All women know how to act. The thing is, it has to be pushed out of them from an external, from some other reasoning in their life. See, women are not genuinely good people. This is just a core thing you have to remember and realize. At the core, women are naturally not good beings. They're not good creatures. Okay, they have at the core, women want everything to be handed to them. You see. When they are on top, like women are not genuinely, they do not have genuinely good morals or reasonings to become a decent person. The decent person comes out of them getting screwed over in some other part of life. And now they have to, you know, well, maybe I should be a good person now. I should actually call somebody back. You see, like, so this is the difficult part, man. So this is why I say never date a woman over 25 or 26. But I would definitely recommend having sex with a woman over 30, 35. You see, when you date the younger group of woman, she's going to be worse at sex, okay? And there's a good chance you're going to cheat on her because they're just bad at sex. They're still in that area of life where they're entitled, you see? So there's always going to be a super limit that they're going to have. They're always going to be super, you know, it's going to be, you're going to be much more restricted with a younger woman. But that younger woman will love you, though, if you get her right. She will. She has the capability of loving you. Whereas the older woman, she doesn't have that anymore. It's been beaten out of her at this point, so she can't love you. But she'll sabotage you for it. She'll sabotage your male wants in order to get attention out of you. So it all like it's a plus negative situation. But when you get with these 35 and up women, you must always remember, man, like they're doing it because their values plummeted. They don't like you. Okay. They're running through four. Okay. A lot of cases, what happens is these 35 and up women, they're running through four and five in a day, doing anything that these men want sexually in hopes that one of those men will get hooked on her and take care of her. And see, and that's when all that wild, crazy sex is going to stop. See, you're having all the fun because you only have fun with a woman when she is in a desperate moment. That's just the reality. That's the reality of the whole situation. Because once a woman gets comfortable, you no longer have fun. That's how it works. Like I said, women, they only know how to act right when they're desperate, when they're messed up in life. It's just the reality of it. So if you hook up with a woman 35 and older, be careful, because it's easy to fall in love with them because they have mastered their ability to manipulate for the last 20 years. They honed it and mastered it and worked through it. So by the time she's come on to you, she's pretty much learned what she has to do to keep a man around. You know, first off, she has to target out that, you know, this, that right type of dude. And then just give him sex when he wants it. Give it to him how he wants it. Give him food and just, you know, shut up. And the guy's going to fall in love with her. Okay. That's how it works. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night. He said a buddy of his, you know, he's in his 20s and he only goes to women 40 and up. And I can understand why. I totally can understand why someone would do that. Because that group is going to be the easiest group, even if she's 40 and she's fit, right? She's in shape, blah, blah, blah. Her value has just plummeted because she's 40. So like, you're going to have a much better chance, easier chance to talk with them and to get somewhere much faster with them and to have sex with them. And she's going to do, you know, anything because she's just 40. She's not getting that same attention anymore. But like every guy I've known who specifically targets that group of women, they fall in love hard because they're not looking at the reality of the situation. That woman will play you like a fiddle only because she wants attention from a man. You see what I'm saying? See, women will destroy lives strictly because they're lacking attention in their life. Like, you have to remember this. Like, women will destroy careers. They will destroy lives. They will destroy families because their feelings got hurt and they want some attention. You have to remember that. Like, keep that in mind. There's nothing wrong with falling in love with a woman. But you got to remember, like, you got to, as a man, see, this is why men are better than women. Because men can remove themselves from the reality of the logic and apply logic and then be stoic about the logic and shut them down hard. This is what you got to do. Because I've been there. I've been there with the 30, 35-year-olds. Like, they will give you the best sex because they're always in contact. Because, matter of the first 30-something-year-old I had, it was in a threesome. It's a 30-year-old, and a 30-year-old had a crush on a 20-year-old girl. So they would always hang out, and I end up in their circle. And the only reason I liked having a 20-year-old because she was 20 and she was like, you know, she's kind of had that like more naive way about her. But the 30-year-old was like she was much more participant in sex because she's 30. She had to compete with the 20-year-old to get your attention, you see. And it was really clear. See, man, and maybe that's why I had an easier time with dealing with older women, because I got that lesson with the two different ages right next to each other, literally in the bed with me and watching how both of them would perform. Because like this, like a woman's whole job is to compete for a man. That's it. That's a woman's whole biological imperative, you see. But yeah, be with 35 and up, like, you're going to have the best sex with them. Separate yourself from them after sex. That's what I'm going to say. Separate yourself. Do not, because when they're 35 and up, hey, trust me on this. Trust me on this. She is reaching out to any halfway decent man with a job she can find, serving him up any kind of sex he wants in the hopes that one of them will get hooked on her. You see, it's the same. Okay, she's doing the same thing, like how men will like go on Tinder and just keep swiping right, keep swiping right, keep swiping right, and not looking just to see like what they get, you know, after it. It's the same thing with women, but they have to go about it by, you know, sex, because men like physical touch. Men crave physical touch, and they know it. It's a manipulation tool for them. So yeah, like I would never advise getting into a relationship with a woman over 26. I would never do it. I could not advise doing it. I got two of them on Facebook that I don't talk to, and they're 20. One of them's 29, the other one's 29, the other one's 27. No, I'm sorry. She's 30 now. She had a birthday. The other one's 27, and both of them look good, but I don't talk to them. I'll talk to them. They can come up to me, but I'm not going to reach out to them. I can't advise doing it. Like, you can use them as a sex object. Because like I said, the only reason they're going to allow you to use them as a sex object is because she's hoping that you get hooked on to her. That's why she's doing it. I'm telling you. That's what it is. So it's a short video. I just wanted to put that out there. Because I was thinking about the friend of mine who was telling me about the 35-year-old or the 40-year-old, and he's like all in love with her, and the woman's not returning his calls or nothing. Yeah. Well, see, that situation would be more. See, I did say, okay, yeah. You see, the women, they're hoping you get hooked on them, but they're hoping a guy gets hooked on them who is not following them. You see, like that's a big part. If it turns into you kind of like following her, why aren't you returning my calls? Why aren't you returning my texts? See, now you're following, and no woman likes to be the leader. No woman wants to win. They want to be the winner. And for in his situation, he became the follower, you see, and that's what destroys it. That's what kills every relationship with every woman, and indefinitely, is because following her.